The quiet of a dead forest. A reason perhaps to give up hope. Europe's wildfires are the continent's worst in 100 years. But nature is resilient, and where the earth is scorched, life is returning. Though it will almost certainly never be the same. A few days ago, Sobreros in Spain's Avila province was surrounded by fires. Celia Morales played in these mountains as a child. She says it was a magical place for kids. The fires came so close to the town, she filmed the flames from her front garden.
It made me feel very impotent because we couldn't do anything. It was very windy. A lot of people were shouting because they were very nervous. The mountain was full of grass and brushes and everything burned really quickly. The whole thing was a nightmare. Now we need to think about rehabilitation.
For small communities such as Sobreros, life is changing rapidly.
Climate change means less rain, more heat, drier conditions, and year on year, more intense wildfires. Environmental experts agree that the best case scenario is this is the new normal.
On the outskirts of Madrid, to prevent future fires, one mayor is championing the old ways. Javier de la Nieto calls them his little firemen.
Goats are essential to prevent fires in a Mediterranean climate like Spain because they are the only ones able to feed on the leaves, fruits, and flowers of plants like this one. They clear the area so fires are not as fast and hot and do not burn as many hectares.
Other areas are adopting his program. It is subsidized by firefighters and is even receiving EU support. Where the goats graze, he says, there has not been a serious fire in 6 years. But the Spanish government won't let De La Nieto use public land, fearing overgrazing and a disruption to the natural environment. However, it is too late for that. The disruption, he says, has already happened. Looking at the surrounding hillsides, De La Nieto sees a bomb waiting to go off. And perhaps, he says, the solution to man-made environmental disasters lies in nature itself. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Sobreros, Spain.